Welcome to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
And now, here's your host, Work Mom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lori Jo Vest, and I am the host of Work Mom Says, Don't Be an Idiot. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am going to be talking about masterminding. If you're one of those goal-oriented people and you're trying to figure out how to get where you want to go, how can you reach your highest, loftiest goals? Masterminds is an amazing way to do it. And if you've never heard of the concept, I would encourage you to look it up. It's all over the internet and people do it in both personal and business contexts. How I like to explain masterminds is you surround yourself with like-minded people who are either at your level or a little bit above your level when it comes to success in business, or maybe they've written a book or they've done some, you know, big consequential thing that you really want to emulate, and you feel really good about who they are as human beings. Invite them to create a masterminds group with you. That's one of the best ways to do it, is to reach out to people in your life already who you know are the kind of people that will support you in living your dreams. And that's how I got involved. I had a friend, Sean Duperin, back in the day. Oh my gosh, I think it's been 22 years now. I think my son was 3 years old. And she invited me into a masterminds group with a bunch of her friends, people that were, some she knew well, some she didn't, that were really interested in living their best lives. And we probably, I was probably in that group for about 13 years. And it made a huge difference in my life. One of my favorite projects and dreams that I never thought I would actually achieve was to write a book. And that first mastermind group is what inspired me to take that project all the way to the finish line. And I did it with a co-author from the group. So that was kind of awesome. So anyway, I was in that group for about 13 years, helped me through a divorce, helped me through getting into a better relationship with my mother. I hadn't talked to her in 10 years probably, and I was able to rekindle and at least create some sort of a relationship with her. It may have been non-traditional, may have been maybe not what others would expect out of a relationship with their mom, but it was really a productive time in my life when I was a part of that group. And people kind of evolved in and out. Some people would stay for 6 months or a year. Some people would stay for a couple of weeks. Because with the masterminds group, you have to have some rules. And what our rules were was you had to be on time. You had to commit to showing up at every single meeting. And we had 2 meetings a month. And that commitment had to stand strong. I mean, if somebody was getting married, or, you know, you were having a baby or your daughter was having a baby, of course you could get away, you know, not come to masterminds. But everyone knew that it was best to make it a solid commitment to their schedule. And so that was one of our rules. Other rules were nothing that was said in the group was ever to be repeated out of the group. So it gave you a sense of privacy and, you know, you could be more vulnerable. And let's see what else. There was no crosstalk. I've heard people say, don't yuck on someone else's yum. So we wouldn't criticize what someone else was up to. We might ask questions that would maybe help them think a little more thoroughly of an idea or offer them support. And we had 2 meetings a month. We did a Saturday or Sunday, usually for 3 hours, and everybody got a big chunk of time there. Plus, we would have time to just get to know each other and engage socially, which was a really important part of it. And then alternating 2 weeks, we would do a quick breakfast at a little diner restaurant. And those breakfasts were kind of a check-in. What commitments did you make? Because that was the final part I'll tell you about, is at every meeting, we would make a commitment that we would have to keep in order to, you know, come back and feel really good about ourselves at the next meeting. It was an accountability group. And that's a really important thing to set up for yourself if you want to have long-term, sustained, and high levels of success. I did that for 13 years, and then I've been in several groups since then. I'm in an accountability lab that meets every morning with Jan Griffiths and several other people, and we meet at 7:07. And it's not a masterminds, but it's kind of got a piece of the mastermind process, which is the accountability piece. We get together at 7:07. Sometimes there's two of us on the call. Sometimes there's six. Everybody talks about what they want to commit to that day, personally, professionally, and then the mindset. And you go through that, you write it down, and then the next morning you come back and you report, how'd you do the day before, and what's your personal and professional commitments and your mindset for that day. So I've been doing that for a while, and it's really changed how I look at my business, how our business is growing. It got me off the sofa as a freelancer and into an office, and we now have three employees, plus my husband and I as my business partner, and we're doing great things. Accountability helped me get there. So if you have big dreams, accountability partners are huge, and a mastermind is a really good place to find accountability, as well as support, all kinds of other things. So I don't want to give you massive details on how to do it, because there's lots of different ways. I just joined another one, and this one is it's a global masterminds group through Morning Coach, which is JB Glossinger's group. And we are, if you've not heard of Morning Coach, highly recommend you go find his podcast. He does a daily podcast. He's got a community, if you're just starting out in your career, it's affordable. He's got a community full of all kinds of resources and accountability tools and productivity and just all kinds of really great stuff. So I highly recommend you check them out. But I joined his masterminds group, which is a global masterminds. And I think he's got two of those with 10 people in each one. And we've got people, and one in Denmark, I know, one is in Australia, I believe, all over the world. And we bring ourselves and whatever we're working on at that point to a weekly call. And then we stay together in touch on Slack with messages and check-ins. And there's health challenges. There's some people that are trying to go without drinking any alcohol for extended time periods. Others that are making commitments to health or something like that. So I made a commitment to get this podcast recorded. So I thought, why not do this podcast about masterminds? Because they're such a wonderful tool. If you don't know how to start one, or go look on Google, you'll find instructions. If you want to start one with a group of friends and you want to set your own rules and maybe they're unique to that group, go for it. You have to start somewhere. It may not be perfect at first. It may have to evolve. You'll see people come in and out before a group settles. So there may be some tumultuous times at the beginning. If you can't start your own, or you're not interested in starting your own, then I would suggest you go on places like Meetup or Eventbrite or LinkedIn, and just kind of look for groups that you can join. And then do just kind of a search online to find out if there are mastermind groups that exist that you can join as a paid option. There are individuals out there that run masterminds groups, and you can find them on the internet. You go meet them, see if the goals for their masterminds program are similar to what you'd want to get out of it. And if so, give it a try. Don't sign anything permanent. Don't make it a year commitment, but, try it for 30 days and see if it's a fit. So there are tons of different ways to do masterminds. They will amplify whatever you're doing. They will escalate your career progression. They will have you reaching goals that you've never thought you would reach. I never thought I'd be running my own company, and I certainly didn't think I would have full-time employees and have to pay taxes on them and all those crazy, financial things. I'm a creative person, so it's been really interesting running a company, but I'm doing it and I'm really enjoying it. And I have support all around me in the forms of the groups that I've set up that really share my passion for making things happen. So that's what I've got for you today. It's a little short one, but keep listening and visit my website at workmomsays.com. I have a contact form there. I'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea for a guest, or you would like to show up on the show yourself, please contact me there. I'm also an open networker on LinkedIn, and I would love to connect you. Just message with your connection request that you are responding to having listened to the Work Mom Says podcast. And last but not least, please leave me a rating or a review. Podcasters live on our reviews. We love to know that you're listening, that you're enjoying yourself. that we're giving you valuable, useful information. So that's all I've got for you today. Thanks again for listening. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
For more information, you can email Work Mom at LORIWorkMomSays.com. That's Lori at WorkMomSays.com. And remember,
don't be an idiot.